After the trade of last week throughout our livestock markets, we kicked off this week on a positive note. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Hearing today from Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing.
Yeah, nice trade today. Like you said, started off lower early this morning. Over the weekend, they did drop some tariffs on what they called food imports, beef, some other products, but they were, from what I'm reading, from like Argentina, El Salvador, everyone other than Brazil. And really, Brazil's the only one that really matters for beef as far as the import tariff. I mean, it matters in volume. So I think we overreacted this morning to that, and the market rallied quite nicely. And, you know, on Friday, we kind of came back a little bit too.
But Dwayne points out that the market seems to be looking just a little bit better.
Looking a little bit better lately. Also late last week, you know, you mentioned it was such a tough market. I think we were also pricing in, one, these tariffs coming off, and also the Mexican border possibly being reopened. Remember, we had the sterile fly factory opened up in Mexico, so I think people started to worry that that was going to be the last step to open up the border. Nothing announced over the weekend, so with no negative announcements like that, this market was able to bounce back nicely. Now, cash cattle were lower last week, you know, around that 225-ish area. Feeder index still quite a bit stronger than where the market's at right now, so that gives the market a little bit support as well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see some fall through buying tomorrow.
And on our hog market, no big news items there to kick off the week.
You know, no news, no movement is probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. We've had a downward trend. You know, we had the big key reversal higher, and then they gated that all of last week. So I'm going to call it a quiet market just fine. You know, we've got heavy weight, which equal more production. But longer term, USDA on Friday actually shows pork production down next year. So I think we're finding just a little bit support here. And like I said before, I think we should at $80. I don't think this futures market has to go any further below that. So finding a little support, even though the stock market's down.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.